Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. The two major presidential candidates held competing televised town hall events Thursday night. Democrat Joe Biden said the president misled the nation on the seriousness of the coronavirus pandemic.
I pointed out that I thought in February, I did a piece for USA Today saying this is a serious problem. Trump denied it. He said it wasn't. We later learned that he knew full well how serious it was when he did an interview with Bob Woodward. And at the time, he said he didn't tell anybody because he was afraid Americans would panic. Americans don't panic. He panicked. He didn't say a word to anybody.
At his town hall, the president said he's done a good job.
We're a winner on the excess mortality. And what we've done has been amazing. And we have done an amazing job. And it's rounding the corner, and we have the vaccines coming, and we have the therapies coming.
Trump and Biden are scheduled to have a second debate next week. Republican Senator Ben Sasse of Nebraska was sharply critical of President Trump during a telephone town hall with constituents. He accused the president of treating the pandemic like a PR crisis rather than a public health challenge. NPR's Barbara Sprunt reports.
Sasse's tirade came after a constituent asked why he's been critical of the president. Calling it a fair question, Sasse said he's worked hard to develop a good working relationship with Trump. He then proceeded to offer up the harshest rebuke of the president by a sitting senator in Trump's own party. Here's Sasse in audio obtained by the Washington Examiner.
Well, he mocks evangelicals behind closed doors. His family is treated the presidency like a business opportunity. He's flirted with white supremacists.
Sasse, who's up for re-election this year, said it's a mistake for the Republican Party to tie itself with Trump's brand, saying he fears Trump will bring down the Republican-controlled Senate in November. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News.
A former Chicago police superintendent who was fired earlier by the mayor now faces allegations of sexual assault and harassment. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports a Chicago police officer has filed a lawsuit alleging that the abuse occurred over 3 years.
It was last October that Chicago's top cop, now former superintendent Eddie Johnson, was found asleep, slumped over the wheel of his car, and allowed by officers to drive home. That after he was out drinking with police officer Cynthia Donald, who was Johnson's driver. Johnson was fired by Mayor Lori Lightfoot after she said he lied to her about that event. Now in a lawsuit, police officer Donald says Johnson ordered her to be with him that night and that he used his position of power and authority to pressure her into engaging in sexual acts. She also alleges the city exacerbated a hostile work environment and that Johnson conditioned her employment on her submitting to his unwanted advances. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
You're listening to NPR News. The Senate Judiciary Committee wrapped up its hearings Thursday on whether Judge Amy Coney Barrett should be the next justice on the Supreme Court. Republican leaders have scheduled a vote by the committee on October 22nd and are planning a vote in the full Senate by the end of the month. Democrats complain the process has been rushed. A research project in Canada's capital city has found shockingly high levels of the coronavirus in wastewater. Dan Karpinchuk reports.
The project to measure COVID-19 in wastewater is being conducted by the Children's Hospital of Eastern Ontario and the University of Ottawa. Over the past week, researchers have described finding sky-high levels of the virus. Wastewater is collected 5 days a week and then sent to a lab where levels are tested. Health officials call it a disturbing indicator of just how hard the second wave of the pandemic is hitting the city. Researchers say they're surprised by how much of the virus they're finding, twice as much as in the spring and 3 to 6 times more than just over a week ago. Ottawa is one of 3 hot zones in Canada's most populous province, where tougher restrictions against spreading the virus have been reimposed. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
The warring parties in Yemen began a prisoner exchange Thursday. Under the agreement brokered by the United Nations, the two sides are releasing more than 1,000 prisoners. The operation is to continue through Friday. The conflict in Yemen began in 2014 when Houthi rebels seized the capital Sana'a and much of the country's north from the internationally recognized government. The civil war has killed more than 100,000 people. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.